Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, and we are discussing last night's Perry School Board meeting. Clark, thank you so much for joining me today.
Joe, it's a privilege for me too. Thank you for inviting me.
So let's start this month's conversation out by talking about an early start to the meeting from last night. That was because the board was taken on a little tour of the new house that's going up through the building trades class. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's very exciting to walk through that house that Mr. Mormon, our teacher, and then about 13, 14 kids have been working diligently on throughout the year. So at this stage, you can see the rooms, the drywall is up, the stairs are in, and it's just exciting to try to visualize the different rooms, where the kitchen's going to go, and we had a nice look at the 24 by 24 foot garage. So I think it's going to be a cool place for somebody to live.
For sure. Now, speaking objectively, just seeing inside there, would you be able to tell that it was built by students and not by professional contractors?
I would not. In fact, it's been a nice combination, Joe, because we have a number of professional contractors that have been in there. This is the neat thing about this project is the amount of mentoring that is going on between professionals and the students. There's a whole list that I won't start saying those names because we want to be able to thank all of them at some point. But let's just suffice it to say that we have had a tremendous amount of help from our local contractor. So kudos to all of those in the plumbing, the electrical, some of the dirt work. So we've had a good combination. So can you tell? No, absolutely not. It looks great.
All right. And then still on pace to be done by the end of the school year then?
Yes. Talking to Mr. Mormon, they hope to be done sometime in May, and they want to get the next project started so that the next class will be able to get going right away. So that would be getting the dirt work and some of the foundation, getting the hole dug, that kind of thing for that next one. So first things first, want to finish this one up, get the finishing touches on it, and need to get it sold too.
Absolutely. Now, moving right along here, a lot of the discussion during the meeting had to do with the budget for the next fiscal year. Kent Boltman went over that. Right. So talk a little bit about what the budget's looking like for next year already.
Well, right now, what is the preliminary budget would be a 26-cent decrease in our property taxes. So that's the good news. Mr. Boltman went through all of the details as far as what makes up the preliminary budget. And then next month, during the April board meeting at 6 o'clock, we'll be finalizing that budget. But right now, it looks great. We're doing our best to make sure that the taxes stay down. I think it's another reduction, maybe the second or third year that we've reduced taxes. So we want to be good stewards of the tax dollars that we receive, and again, providing a great education with that. So 26 cents reduction in the tax rate.
All right. And then the state supplemental aid came in a little late this year. Did that have any impact on your budgeting process?
We needed to wait till the very end, so we were able to get some idea of what it was. We knew it was between 2.5% and 2.1%. So we had some recommendation from the Department of Management of what we need to set it at. Like always, it comes in a little bit late, but you know what? Not as late as it has in some years. It's due February 14th. That's when we were to find out, and it wasn't until 2-3 weeks later. But yeah, it's a factor, but you just try to make a prediction, and it's all worked out.
All right. Now, earlier this month, you had a special election for a revenue purpose statement for the SAVE fund. So it was passed. We talked the night of the election.
Right.
But talk about, after you've had a chance to think about it, how you feel like that election went.
Well, first of all, outstanding. To get 90% on any kind of a vote, I think it speaks volumes for our community. The next thing is just how critical this vote was because, again, the taxes are not raised on that. It's utilizing the SAVE fund, which we would already be receiving. It's allowing us to take a loan against it. But the big thing is we need to do something with our Perry Middle School. Built in 1960, it needs a major rejuvenation plan. So that's why I know our staff is thrilled. I know the students will really, really appreciate it when they take a look at that down the road. So super excited about it. It was a great vote, 90% approval. And we will be doing a lot of planning now this next year to rejuvenate that Perry Middle School. And then hopefully, not this summer, but next summer, we'll see some action at the Perry Middle School as far as construction goes.
All right. Now, part of your reports had to do with athletics, namely football and youth sports. So take me through what you discussed with the board last night regarding both football and youth sports.
Well, as far as the youth program, I read a letter that Mr. Marburger gave me, and it comes from the North Scott girls coach who won the girls state championship this past weekend. Here's a thought that I read from this coach from North Scott as far as the process of becoming champions. And he quotes, "When I got the job at North Scott, I looked at the successful teams around the state to see what I could learn from them. The one thing they had in common was a strong youth program." So from that, we discussed at the board meeting the importance of the youth program and how we need to rally all of the moms and dads that have kids at the elementary school to be involved. It is so crucial. And we should try to be able to, for example, in basketball, we should have a couple of teams per grade level that are competing at the rec center and then possibly going to some tournament teams. That's how you develop a championship team. That's how you can be competitive. Our youth football, we have some great young moms and dads involved with that. They've raised a lot of money, so that's a positive. Our wrestling youth program has been outstanding with the Junior J wrestling. They've earned a lot of money. They do a lot for the high school wrestling. The high school wrestlers are a great example. So these are some of the things that I'm seeing that is building that foundation for a future. But the key is our high school coaches and all the people involved with the sports programs or the athletic programs need to be involved. The same goes for different activities, whether it's music, drama, whatever the case. Whatever strengths those kids have that are at that younger level, let's build on it. And it doesn't just have to be sports, any of the activities, but that's how we want to be able to build some championship teams and be competitive in whatever conference we're in.
For sure. Then as far as the conversation on football that you had specifically, there's some concerns heading into this next season.
Yeah, there's going to be some challenges. And what we want to do is we're taking a moment to assess where we're at with the numbers, with the commitment from our high school kids. Because like I told the one group, we can't control anybody. It has to come from within. And each individual, each high school student needs to make that commitment within themselves that they're either in or they're not in. And do we want to have a football team, a varsity team this coming year or not? So we need to make sure that we have committed young men to get on that football team and get the job done. Now, I'm not going to push it. If we don't have the numbers, if we don't have the commitment, we may have to hit a pause button and regroup with some of our younger kids, juniors, sophomores, freshmen, so on, and we'd be ready to do that. But first of all, we have to see what that commitment level is with our seniors and juniors, and can we compete at a varsity level? So we're just analyzing it right now, Joe. No decisions are made. Our coaches are talking to all of the potential players, and we just want to see where we're at.
Absolutely. One last question I have here for you today. A big topic really across the world right now is the novel coronavirus. Mm-hmm. You discussed briefly with the board last night the steps that the school has taken so far. In fact, walking into the meeting last night, into the school, there's a sign on the front door that says, if you're having flu-like symptoms, don't come in. So talk a little bit about how the Perry School District is preparing for coronavirus possibilities.
Well, we're taking the precautions that the CDC and the public health have set out for us. So we're relying on science. We're relying on the people that know exactly what they're talking about. So our nurses, Jenny Lansing, Shelley Thompson, have been in close contact with them. And we're following their protocol to try to do everything that we can to prevent that coronavirus coming to our schools. So every classroom has a can of Clorox wipes, and the staff will be wiping down surfaces, doorknobs, anything where a lot of hands can touch right there. And we're going to just take those precautions and, of course, emphasize washing hands and covering the mouth if you're coughing or whatever the case might be. So those are the precautions that the CDC, public health, is emphasizing, and that's what we're doing. And kudos to our nurses, also Kevin McLaughlin, in getting the Clorox wipes here in a very short amount of time. So we're in good shape as far as preventing the virus, doing the best that we can. There's no absolutes, oh Joe, as we all know, but it's all about probability, and we want to reduce that probability of the virus coming into our schools.
For sure. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Joe, thank you for inviting me. Thank you for listening. And as always, make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. I'm Dallas County News Director Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.